The untamed wilderness closed on the broad path, broken by fire and crushed by sharp hoofs of horses. Fresh green sprouts grew on charred roots. Vines covered deserted camping grounds. Black bear and tawny mountain lion stalked their prey once more unmolested by hunters. Snow fell, and the last traces of men were covered with a thick, white blanket. The people of Hunor and Magyar had left the headlands of wild Altoyan Ulaw forever. The snow-capped peaks had looked at their coming and going with indifference. In 12 moons, they had forgotten them. To the everlasting mountains, they meant no more than the passing of dry leaves, blown by the wind. But the people had not forgotten the mountains, nor had they forgotten old Nimrud. The memory of his strength was like an armor around them. Their belief in Hodur, like a magic sword, nothing could resist. Wild beasts prowling in the wilderness, hostile spirits hovering in mountain caves, hot sun blistering the plains, roaring rivers, or howling blizzards were powerless against the tribe. Relentlessly, they pressed on toward the promised land. Hunor and Magyar became worthy successors to their father. They led the tribe safely to the gentle hills by the misty blue lake. For years, they stayed there, undisturbed, gaining in strength and numbers. In the most beautiful spot of the new land, they built the altar. There, fragrant herbs of the fields were burning day and night. There, great festivals were held every spring when the ever-smoldering embers were stirred into roaring flames, when offerings of game and fruit were brought to Hodur. Then every man, woman, and child would gather and listen to the minstrels as they sang of the past and future. Old songs, wailing, sinister, like the voice of hostile spirits in the wilderness of Altoyan Ulaw. New songs full of joy and laughter, like the laughter of good fairies who lived by the misty blue lake. Rousing songs full of faith, of the coming of Attila. The story of the white stag became a song too, a song everyone knew by heart. And there was the silent question in every heart. Would the white stag come again to lead them toward the promised land? Then one day, Hunor and Magyar saw the white stag again. They had been away all day on a hunt. Descending darkness found them still far away from camp. They spurred their horses on, for it was not wise for any man to spend the ghost hour in the woods. They rode as fast as they dared through the thick, dark forest, but the ghost hour was upon them. Green-eyed owls, restless spirits of wicked men, hooted at them from the branches. Wildcats snarled in the underbrush and lichens. Hoof marks of the devil shimmered on old tree stumps. Gray mist crawled from the damp ground, blotting out paths and landmarks. The forest grew denser. Trees blocked the paths. Brambles tore at them. Hanging vines caught at them. Hunor and Magyar reined in their trembling horses and peered around, trying to penetrate the darkness. They knew that they were lost in this strange, ghostly forest. Suddenly, Hunor exclaimed, "Look, brother, to your right, the white stag." Shimmering white against the dark trees stood the stag not far away. He seemed to float on the rolling mist, to move with it slowly, silently away. "Follow him," whispered Magyar, and his words echoed from the trees in the suddenly friendly forest. "Follow him." "Follow him," whispered the leaves. "Follow him," gurgled a hidden spring. "Follow him," sighed the wind.